This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers off tonight in Boston tomorrow, but it's time now for the Chris Young Show as the headlines are everywhere. It's the CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore, and here he is, the Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young, here in the Nation. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing wonderful, thank you. I guess we just start here with Brett Boone, new hitting coach. The news last hour, what made you guys believe it was time?
Well, just really, you have to look at the overall performance of the team, and at a point at which there's still a lot of baseball left, but the trend lines are really such that we decided that we need a new voice at the top. To help get the best out of our group. And unfortunately, we felt like it was time to make this decision and part ways with Donnie. I mean, really, this is not a reflection of Donnie necessarily. I mean, this is all of us collectively, myself, the coaching staff, Boach, and of course the players have responsibility anytime a decision like this is made. But we did feel like at this point in the season with a lot of baseball left, it's time for a different voice that may find a way to get the best out of these guys and work with Justin Vealey, our current hitting coach, and Seth Connor, our assistant hitting coach, and that this combo will be the right group to push this group forward and for us to start producing in a manner that we feel like this group is capable.
Is it hard? Is it different than talking with players when you have to make a change like that? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's extremely hard. It's been a long week thinking through this and really understanding the timing and why this move is necessary. I care about our people immensely, and Donnie's had a tremendous impact on our organization. He leaves here in a tremendous standing. He'll forever be attached to the 2023 World Series and his contributions. He's an extremely talented coach, a great worker. But unfortunately, we felt like this was the move that we need to make right now to push us forward as an organization. And it's not lost on me the time, effort, energy that he's poured into the Texas Rangers. And I'm extremely grateful for that. And my hope is that this move will, and bringing Brett in, will push us forward and allow us to get back to playing winning baseball.
You know, CY, as a former player, and you mentioned it, players take responsibility of this, though. And you know, and how much responsibility do you take for that? We always kind of hear people talk about, well, the players, you know, they had a hand in this. But as a player, what do you feel like when you're sitting at your locker and something like this happens?
My guess is based on the character of our group and the players we have that they all feel bad about it because they're good people. And nobody wants to see somebody lose their job. And I think our group really cares about their coaches. I think they know as an organization, the time and the energy and the resources that we pour into them. And all we ask for them is to reciprocate that by trying to take advantage of those resources. But, the one thing I am very confident with all the people in our organization is the care factor is extremely high. I mean, we have a tremendous group of people in the front office and the coaching staff, and then our players as well. We're very disciplined to the types of people we bring into the organization, and everybody here is an extremely hard worker. And sometimes that hard work doesn't necessarily pay off in terms of the results. It's not a guarantee of success. What it does guarantee is the opportunity to succeed, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee the results. And unfortunately, in this circumstance, we all have some accountability that it just the results have not been there. And it's on all of us to try to fix that and move forward and finding solution. And we believe we've taken steps to do that.
See why this, it's such a driven when it comes to hitting the pitching and all that with the metrics and all that stuff like that. As an old school kind of baseball guy, did you feel like you needed to maybe go back to some of that?
Well, I don't try to characterize it as old school or new school. It's a blend of both. It's just really about the elements of using information and data and planning and combining that with the elements of competing and conviction and belief and confidence. And there's room for all of it. And really, the best teams have all of that. And that's what we strive to be. It's what we had in 2023. And I think really on the confidence piece, our guys are shaking a little bit. There's no doubt about it. Sure. I mean, it's hard when you fail at the highest level and you start wondering, am I a slump? Is this who I am now? What do I need to do differently? They start pressing. And I think we just need a different voice now to kind of mix that up and remind these guys of how good they are, how talented they are. I believe in this group immensely. I really do. There's so much season ahead of us. I believe our worst baseball is behind us. And I'm looking forward to what these next 5 months are going to entail for the Texas Rangers, because I really believe in this group and this roster, and I think great things are ahead.
It's the Chris Young Show here on The Fan. So how did the Brett Boone decision get made, and how did that all develop, and what was that conversation like?
Well, it came together relatively quickly. It kind of started behind the scenes with conversations in the front office with me and Ross Fenstermaker and then Bruce Bochy, and really sitting down and talking about if we had to make a change, what are we missing? What are we looking for in the next coach, and what are we missing as a group right now? And as we kind of discussed those things with Boch, we were all on the same page, and we kind of came back to this idea that we need somebody who's going to bring some of the wisdom and experience that a former player has, somebody who can, relate to these players, having walked in their shoes and done it, understands the ebbs and flows of the seasons and what a team mentality looks like. And somebody who has a little bit of edge to them, who can instill confidence and conviction and belief. And as we talk through the criteria, then we started listing candidates who may fit that. And Booney was one of those. And as we kind of reached out and he expressed interest, it materialized pretty quickly.
Is this just for a season kind of deal, or is this an extended contract?
Yeah, just given the timing, I have full confidence that Booney can do this beyond a season. But given the timing, I think it just made sense to get through the end of the season, and we'll reevaluate where things are and go from there. But let's get through the season. Let's get things on track. And Booney was great. He was perfectly good with that.
It's Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, here with you on The Fan. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you keep coming on with the morning guys and doing his podcast and all that? Or how do you look at that?
Well, given the, that you guys, that they cover, you know, the fan covers the Rangers, I see no reason why he can't continue at least jumping on the fan. And regarding the podcast, you know, I kind of leave it to him. He's built a very good business with this podcast. I think it's very insightful. I think it just exudes the passion for the game that he has. It's one of the things that really attracted us to him in these conversations. And, you know, certainly we'd like to explore ways for him to be able to continue it in some capacity while knowing that his primary responsibilities with the team are going to be our players and helping these guys win baseball games. And so I think it's going to be a time commitment on his end that's going to be a little difficult to balance. But if there's a way to do some of it, we're open-minded to it.
Chris Young here with you on The Fan. Now, we got a report Evan Carter is going to be coming back up. Can you confirm that or talk expectations here with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I can confirm that. We are excited that Evan will be rejoining the Major League team. You know, he's in a really good place physically and performance-wise, and we're excited to get him back in our lineup. We think he complements our lineup very, very well, and he'll be a really good addition to the group we have. And I think it just collectively getting Corey Seager back, getting Evan, the good version of Evan Carter back in the lineup, and getting the confidence back in some of these guys. We haven't seen the best of this team. We just have not. This team has not clicked at the level that I believe they're capable. And I think once they build some positive momentum and kind of the confidence comes, I really believe this team will be capable of doing some special things offensively, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
You mentioned that Evan had sort of passed all the tests that you had wanted to see. What were some of those things that you guys wanted to see from him before getting the call back up?
Well, it's consistency in terms of performance, consistency in terms of playing time, the ability to face left-handed pitching, the ability to come off the bench once a left-hander comes out of the game, and just different scenarios. I mean, he missed a lot of time last year. There's no doubt that that he came into spring training and his timing was off, his rhythm. And it's hard. It's hard when you go without seeing major league pitching for an extended period of time just to jump back in. And got off to a little bit of a slow start at AAA, and then over the last few weeks has just gotten better and better. He's made some mechanical changes, and he's in a really good place. I talked to him this morning. Physically, mentally, he's in a really good spot. I think he'll be great for our group.
Chris Young here with you on The Fan. CY, when I play baseball, or when I did, I would like it to look like Alejandro Osuna, you know, just hair on fire. Guy's so exciting, and he's tearing it up in the minors. What's your update on him and sort of what the outlook is for, as we move into the summer?
Yeah, Alejandro's doing wonderfully. He's again, he got off to a little bit of a slow start at AA, too, and of recent, he's really turned it on. I was in Frisco last week and got to see him play. He tripled and homered the game I was there. It was fun to see. Continues to get better. You know, the next step for him at some point will be AAA. My guess is that will be relatively soon here. We'll kind of get through today and talk with the PD group and see kind of what the timing on that may be. But he's doing wonderfully. But, you know, he's a work in progress. It takes time. You know, as I look at our team and our season, I think the most important thing for our fans to understand is that we have a very, very talented Major League team right now, and the best players in our organization are on our Major League team, and our hope is that we're going to have some come up over the course of the season that are going to add to our Major League group, but we have really, really good Major League players, and we need to get those guys rolling and get the best out of those guys, because that's what's going to help us win a championship.
And CY Leody getting placed on waivers, obviously a very difficult decision. He's a champion. He's got a special place in all of our hearts. What went into that decision, and what can you tell us about what happens next?
Yeah, I mean, guys, just you know, waivers are really, there's a confidentiality element to waivers. It technically should not have been reported, so I really can't comment on it. I appreciate you guys understanding, but I can't either confirm nor deny it. It's until there's some resolution there.
All righty, definitely understand that. CY, always love having you on. My final question:
Do our Dallas Stars have a little bit of that magic that you guys kindled in 2023? How about that last night or Saturday?
I believe they do. I mean, I believe they do. What they did in the third period the other night, I was so happy for them. It was so fun to watch them and to, you know, rally in the third period and win game seven. You just never know in these playoff runs how these things are going to shake out. And you put yourself over the course of the regular season in a great position to have the opportunity to succeed. But in the end, you got to go get the job done. And they did that in game seven. My hope is that it builds the momentum for them to really take off. And that team is so talented. Jim Nill, Brad Alberts, their management has done such a good job of building a winning team. It's a great organization. I have great respect for all of them, and we're just rooting them on like crazy. I want to see them go win a cup.
Oh, we love to hear that. Thank you, CY. Give them hell in Boston. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Good talking to you.
Cheers. CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by PlayScore. The segment brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, Rangers have a new hitting coach, a celebrity hitting coach, Rhett Boone.
Yeah.
They like his edge. They like his podcast.
And he's still able to do some hits with the morning show.
Sound like he got the okay to hang in there with the boys in the morning.
Yeah, access granted. Yeah.
New era of sports, I suppose. Everybody can do a podcast while we're moving along here. All righty.
Tune into ours, please.
Okay, what are we doing next, Chief?
Sounds of the Sports Day. Let's hear from Brett Boone and his side of how he became the newest Ranger. That's next year in the nation. But
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.